Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord once again on Saturday, October the 29th, 2016. Yes, you are in tune to the Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host and executive director, Brother James Brown Jr. Again, today is Saturday, October the 29th, 2016. And as we always do, we always start off with prayer. So I'm going to ask all listeners, if you could please go into a word of prayer with me at this time. Then we will move forward. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give your name praise. We come to say thank you, Lord God, for another day. We come to say thank you for who and all that you are. Heavenly Father, we just love you because you loved us first. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you change not. Even though we change sometimes, Heavenly Father, you do not change. You're always the same. And Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us in spite of ourselves. So on today, Heavenly Father, we come giving your name praise. We come to give you glory and honor for who you are. Heavenly Father, right now we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and all of our transgressions. Continue to work on us, Lord, and that we would be able to fulfill our God purpose, and first of all, that we would know what our God purpose is, and that we will walk in our God purpose, and that we will fulfill our God purpose in the earth for your glory. Heavenly Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would just clean us, Lord, because we cannot clean ourselves from the inside out, but you can. You can clean our minds, our spirits, and anything that's not like you, Lord, you can destroy the yokes. So we ask that you would just forgive us right now in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come praying and lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we know that you're a healer. We know that you are able to heal all manner of diseases, Heavenly Father, because you are the chief physician. And, oh God, we just lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. You know who they are and where they are, so you know how to reach them. So we just lift up all those that are in the need of a physician, Heavenly Father, the chief physician, Jesus Christ, heal and deliver as only you can. And then also, Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that are suffering from the loss of loved ones, Heavenly Father, that may not have Jesus Christ in their lives and they don't understand what's going on. So we ask that you would just be the comfort that all those that are going through bereavement at this time and this hour that they need, Heavenly Father, that they would look to the hills from which comes their help, realizing that all their help comes from you. And Heavenly Father, that you know what's best for each one of us. So Heavenly Father, we just give your name praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Heavenly Father, I come in the name of Jesus Christ, lifting up each listener on tonight. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will continue to grant them the desires of their heart, and they would not lose hope, and they would not lose faith in you, Heavenly Father. They would continue to run this Christian race, and they would continue to stand on your word and be doers of your word as you continue to lead and guide them in Jesus' name. So, Heavenly Father, on tonight, I pray that you are moved by your spirit through the vessel, through this man of God that's going to bring forth your word on tonight, that you would use him, that through the word on tonight, that should there be anyone that's listening over the airways on tonight that are not saved in Jesus' name, that through this word that their spiritual eyes will become open and their spiritual ears will become open, that they will be able to hear a word from the Lord on tonight, and they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and become saved in his name on tonight. So we just give your name praise. We give you glory and honor in advance for what you're going to do through the man of God that's going to bring forth your word on tonight. But we know that it's only you that can deliver a word through your vessel. So help us to decrease so that you may increase in us over the airways on tonight. We just give your name praise. We give you the glory. Heavenly Father, we thank you for everyone all over the land who are trying to be doers of your word. Continue to bless your shepherds, your bishops, your pastors, all those that you have anointed in the earth, Heavenly Father, that are standing on your word, Heavenly Father, that is trying to lead lost souls to Jesus Christ. Continue to use us for your glory. And we just give your name praise because you're so worthy. There is none like you in all the earth, Heavenly Father. So we just thank you for who and all that you are. Continue to have your way over this broadcast on tonight, that you alone would be glorified. And we just say thank you in advance. We give your name praise because you're worthy of all our praise. In Jesus' name we pray, and all the people of God said amen. Well, on tonight, Saturday, October the 29th, year 2016, I have a young man that's going to bring the word to us on tonight in the person of Elder James McCreary. He's going to bring us another word. Brought us a good word on this past Thursday night, and so I saw it fitting that he would be back here again on tonight with us to bring another word on tonight. The word was so powerful Thursday, so if the Lord really used him. So he is here again tonight in the presence of Elder James McCreary. I don't know if he can hear me or not. Elder McCreary, can you hear me? I don't know what's going on, but we know that the enemy, whenever you try to do the work of the Lord, you can trust that the enemy is always going to try to rear his ugly head, and he's always trying to do something to stop God's program. So, but we just we're rebuking that demon right now in the name of Jesus, and we ask that God would just move by his spirit and just have his way over the airways on tonight, that he would be. I ask that you would just bear with me, listeners, because we're having a little difficulties right now, technical difficulties, but we're going to work it out, and God is still going to be glorified. So could you please bear with me just 1 second, please? Well, praise the Lord. Elder McCreary, if you can hear me, I need you to dial right back in. Elder McCreary, I need you to dial right back in. I'm going to do a music break real quick, and we'll be right. There he is. Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good. We got it. The devil is defeated again. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
I have my guest online. Yes, I can, Elder McCreary. Thank you, Jesus. Is nobody but the enemy trying to defeat us again, but we got the victory again on tonight, Saturday,
amen.
October the 29th,
amen.
Year 2016. So I do have my brother in the Lord on tonight, Elder James McCreary. He's going to bring another powerful word on tonight. Just as I was saying earlier, before we got interrupted by the enemy, that he brought us such a powerful word on this past Thursday, I saw fitting that he would come back on again tonight. And so I know he's going to have another powerful word for us again on tonight. So I'm asking all listeners, if you would please get your Bibles out, because you always want to be able to take notes, because I always tell the listeners, we don't want you to take our word for that we're making up things. We want you to be able to read it as we read the word and share the word with you. You can see it for yourself that we're not making these things up. These are words that's coming directly from the Lord for his people on tonight. And so we just pray that someone that may be on the line on tonight or someone that's tuned in who is not saved in Jesus' name, our main goal and focus that a word will go forth, that someone would become saved on tonight. And see, the Lord always said that we all go after the 99 that's saved. Jesus went after the one that was lost. And heaven rejoices over one soul that comes to Jesus Christ. And so that's our mission for this tonight, is to draw souls to Jesus Christ through the word. We have my spiritual food for thought for tonight is, you know, we always have a spiritual food for thought. And that says for tonight for us, sunshine brings great expectations and new possibilities. Again, the spiritual food for thought for tonight is sunshine brings great expectations and new possibilities. And that is so true. Well, listeners, I know you've been waiting and waiting and waiting, and you're saying, will you keep announcing about prayer line for the listeners? Well, that's what I am going to open up the prayer lines, but I want to make sure that everyone that have this number to give everyone an opportunity. So when I say that the prayer line is open for listeners to call in and share your testimonies, I want my listeners to become involved with this program. This is not a program. It's more or less a service that God is going to be glorified through this ministry over Block Talk Radio. The number that you would need to dial when you hear me say that the phone lines are open for worldwide listeners to call in these, excuse me, and share your testimonies, you want to make sure you dial this number, area code 657-383-1364. Once again, when I say the phone lines are open for listeners to call in and share your testimonies, you want to dial area code 657-383-1364. Again, God gets glory through our testimonies, and he said he will share his glory with no one. He is a jealous God, and he really is. And so he gets his glory when we share our testimonies. And what that does, after he gets his glory, we share our testimonies to let others know they may be going through something that we have just came out of. They may be going through it. And they know then that if we share our testimonies and let them know that God brought us out, that will give them hope and faith to trust God to know that he's going to bring them out too. And so they will be blessed by your testimony. And you will be blessed by sharing your testimony. So I want you all to know that it's very important that you do share your testimonies. Again, make sure that you have your word out. Get your Bibles ready, because I'm getting ready to bring forth the man of God. And We did not have a lot of time on this past Thursday, but we have enough time today, thank God. We're going to allow him to move by the Spirit and take his time, because we have some time on tonight. And so we're going to go. I don't have any announcements other than the announcement I just made for the listeners to call in and share testimonies. At this time, I'm going to do a music break, and right after the music break, I'm going to bring forth Elder James McCreary. And I'm going to do it differently this time. I'm going to do a music break right now. And then as soon as he comes back after the music break, he's going to share a testimony. And then he's going to go right into the word right after his testimony on tonight. Again, make sure you have your Bibles ready, because he brings us the word and he gives us scriptures to back it up. So you want to make notes and pay attention on tonight, because it's a powerful word on tonight, just like it was on Thursday night. I'm excited to hear what he's got to say about tonight's message. So right now we're going to do this music break, and then right after the music break, Elder James McCreary is going to come forth with his testimony, and he's going to go straight into the word. And after he completes his word on tonight, we're going to give him an opportunity to share with the listeners how he can be reached and how he can be contacted in case if anyone wants to reach him to do a sermon, or he's also a singer, and if you want him to come and sing at your church or event, a Christian event, then he will let you know how to you can reach him. So right now, we're going to do this music break, and then he's going to come forward with his testimony and go straight into the Word.
Cover me, Lord, with thy Spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy breath.
There should not be anyone that should not want to be covered by the blood of the Lamb. Yes, I'll tell you, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to be able to know him for yourself, to be able to share the good news of what he has done in your life. The Lord has really truly been a blessing to us throughout the ages. He has watched over us and kept us. I am blessed tonight. I'm grateful for the opportunity to this man of God who have opened up the airways for us to be able to come to you once again on this Saturday night, this Sabbath. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah for what he's doing. He's traveled with us all the day long. We've been on the highways and the byways, and he have traveled with us all day. He have kept us safe from harm and danger. He have and brought us safely. We are blessing his name tonight. Oh, yes, and I know that he's good, and he's good all by himself. He don't need no help. Like the old people used to say, God don't need no matches. He's fire all by himself. And I just bless the Lord tonight for what he's doing for us. Amen. What he's doing for me in my life, amen. I'm saved tonight. Amen. Have the spirit of sanctification abiding on the inside, filled with his Holy Spirit, with a mind to live right. That's my desire every day is, Lord, keep me day by day. Help sanctify right spirit within me and help me to live a life of holiness. Amen. Praise God. Because holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. Hallelujah. So I want to just praise him and bless his name. Amen. For the power of his spirit that dwells on the inside. Now, we're going into the word of God tonight. Praise the Lord. Thank God for an opportunity again, I say. I bless God for his word. Thank God for all the men of God, women of God, children of God that are out there in this radio land listening unto this voice. And I pray that I will say something tonight that will encourage you, that will build you up, that will give you a desire to run on, amen, a little while longer. Praise God, and not give up. So many people are giving up. So many people are throwing in the towel. But I'm telling you tonight, hold on. Hold on. Don't give up. It may look grim tonight. Oh, yeah, it may look grim. But my pastor say, amen. He say, weeping endure for a night. But joy comes in the morning. We're right now, we're at the brink of that morning time. Amen. God wants to bless somebody. Hallelujah. He wants to strengthen you. The blessings are not because of what you have. Amen, materially. Amen, you are blessed because you have Jesus Christ abiding in your life. Hallelujah. I want to carry you into a word tonight, Proverbs 16 and 7. If you go with me tonight to Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, and the 16th chapter and the 7th verse tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it reads in your hearing, when the ways of people please the Lord, he causes even their enemies to be at peace with them. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. I want to just talk to you briefly tonight. Don't want to hold you very long in this, but I want you to take in your mind, because so many people are trying to please people and not please God. The thing that you should do first is please the Lord every way and everything that you do, to do it to please God. All right? When a man's ways pleases the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Now, I'm going to give you some scriptures tonight that you can read, amen, about pleasing the Lord. And I don't have time to go into all of them, because I want to talk to you briefly about this. The topic that I'm going to use tonight is the danger of pleasing people. The danger of pleasing people. So I want you to write down these scriptures tonight. The first one I gave you was Proverbs 16 and 7. I want you to go to Romans 8 and 8. After you read that one, I want you to go to 1 Thessalonians 2 and 4. Then write down Ephesians 6 and 6. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 1, Hebrews 11 and 6, Matthew 26 and 39, and John 6 and 38. I want you to look at those scriptures tonight, because in those scriptures, I'm going to briefly talk to you about the danger of pleasing people, because Each one of those scriptures tells you how important it is to please God. It's important to please God. You should have a desire in your heart to please God. So many times we fall short because we're trying to please others. We try to, people. We care about what others think. We care more about what others think about us than our walk with God and what God is thinking about us. So let's look at the danger of pleasing people. First of all, let me share this with you. The danger of pleasing people, listen, it causes insecurities. It causes insecurity of others. People will get you to do things because they don't have the nerve to do it themselves. That's a danger. They'll push you to do things and leave you standing by yourself. And I mean, I'm not talking about just the world. I'm talking about even church people today. We're living in that environment where everybody is stuck up, as we call it. They're living in a way of, hey, you know, I'm better than you. I got a better house than you got. I got a better car than you got. I dress better than you. Listen, God is not looking for that. God is looking for souls that are pleasing unto him and that are saved and sanctified and committed and dedicated to his work and yielding their bodies as vessels, because he tells you in his word, what know you not that your body is the temple of the Spirit of God, and he has bought you with a price? And if you've been paid for it with a price, then why not yield your temple, your vessel, to him? Don't worry about what other people think about you. It's a danger in living trying to please people. People cannot, they connect to you. They connect to you, and when you find out they only connected to you to just get you to fail. You got people that are connect to you. That's dangerous. That's why you got to be careful who you allow to choose you or to be in your company. Why? Because Amos 3 tells you in that third verse, I believe, he says that two cannot walk together. 3:7. Two cannot walk together except they have an agreement. That means, in other words, in the Hebrew tongue, he said, except they be appointed to walk together. If God has not appointed you to walk with these people, you've got to search it out, because that person might be just there to get you to fall. The world is full of jealousy. The world is full of envy and strife and bitterness. The church world wars are going on. Men and women fighting each other right here in the body of Christ. We have no business being like that. Have no business doing that. Preachers are warfaring against each other. Can't come together. Difference. There's no difference in the word of God. Preachers, I stand on you on the note to let you know that you can't please people. You can't please other men trying to be like someone else. You got to please God and be like God. Be like the one who's called you and chose you to preach this gospel. There's no one like him. There's no one as great as him. Hallelujah. Now, people who will make you look bad just for them to look good, getting close to you to get what you have. People do not want you. I'm going to say this tonight. Now, I hope Brother Brown, Minister Brown, is listening to me. People do not want you to broadcast this word. Oh, they say, well, I could do it better. God has who he wants doing this right now. He chose him to do this. He put it up on his spirit to do this. And if you are a child of God, if you are a man of God, if you are a teacher, a believer in God, then you ought to stand behind this broadcast. You ought to stand behind this man of God, and you ought to preach, amen, push, amen. Give him a hand, amen, so this gospel of Jesus Christ can be spread throughout the world, amen. But no, you're too busy trying to please yourself and please others and try to tear others down. Some people just want your blessing. They just want the blessings. That's why they try to get close to you. That's why you need to stop trying to please people. Because they don't want to help you. They just want your blessing. They want to stop your blessing. Don't let nothing hinder you. Don't let nothing stand in your way. Children of God, hear me out there. I don't know who's listening to me. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm talking to somebody out there. Don't let people destroy your walk with God because you are trying to please them. Please God, listen to me. They will give you bad advice, sway you the wrong way. You ever, listen, let me ask you this. You ever went down and you were, fact is, I was driving today and I had got lost on the highway and didn't know exactly where I was at. And I had to ask someone the directions so I could get to where I was going. Now, have you ever asked someone the directions of getting somewhere? And they trying to tell you how to get there, and they've never been there themselves. They've never been down that route. They don't even know, and they trying to guess, tell you the directions to go. Well, listen, people will do that to you, but you don't need no one giving you instructions of getting somewhere, and they haven't been there themselves. Stop listening to people that don't know. Listen, you're on a journey. Your journey and destiny is heaven. And you don't need anyone telling you and trying to give you directions. And when they're not studying the word of God themselves, when they're not seeking out the truth for themselves, when God is not directing their path, because the Bible says you have faith, you trust in the Lord with all your heart and all your ways, you've got to acknowledge him and he'll direct your path. Now, don't let anybody and everybody be in your business. That's another thing that you do when you're trying to please people. You tell everybody your business. That's why I praise God. Your warfare is so great. Hallelujah. Seek God. Tell God about your situation. Sometimes people don't need to know. Not even your family members. Sometimes you can't even tell them about it. But you can tell God. Hallelujah. Listen, you cannot give your ear to everybody. Be careful when you're listening to people. Even when you're listening to me, that's why I give you scripture after scripture after scripture so you can go and read for yourself to know that God wants people that is pleasing to him. I want you to go and read those scriptures. I gave you scriptures before I went into this message tonight. Go and read those scriptures. God looking for men and women, boys and girls who are surrounded, amen, with a covenant mindset to please him. He's looking for people that will stand fast and be unmovable in the word of God. Please him. God wants people that will not be unmovable in this warfare that is going on today because people need to hear the word of God. That's why God tells us to cry loud and spare not. Listen to the opinion, listening to the opinion of others. No, we give people, amen, license to give us directions when they don't even know where we're going, where they're going themselves. Don't give nobody license. Stop giving people license to give you directions when they don't even know where they're going themselves. If you know that that person is not saved and he's not in the Lord, listen what Psalms says. Psalms tells you. Look, go to First Psalms. You with your Bible. And let's read First Psalms and what it says. Let's look at it. Go over there with me right now. Just write that briefly. Go over there with me. I'm turning my Bible too. Hallelujah. I want to read it from the scripture. Listen. He said, blessed are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the laws of the Lord. And in his laws, he's meditating day and night. And then he said, he shall be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water, and he shall not be moved. That's when you're pleasing the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Pleasing and satisfying others, not God. That's not God. Church people, Christians, not Christians, but Christians, listen to me. You're the one who God is calling for. Hallelujah. Choose what's good and what's God's. Choose what's good and what's God's. Choose what's good and what's God's. Hallelujah. Listen to those who are instructed, those around you that love the Lord. Desire to please God with all your heart. Because to desire to please people will cause you to miss Jesus. Desire to please God with all your heart, because desiring to please people will cause you to miss Jesus. If you don't have him, accept him in your life. If it means that you got to make up things, when I said make up, I mean catch up. Catch up with that. What God has placed before you that you have missed. Catch up. Quit falling back. Run the race that is set before you. Put off every weight and sin. If it makes you unpopular, do what you do to please God. Even if it makes you an unpopular person, do what you do to please the Lord. Bring your life to the altar of God. I want you to know tonight that God loves you. That God wants people that are pleasing and desiring to please him. God's Son, Jesus Christ, had a heart desire to please his Father. And we still have that same desire that Jesus had, is to please our Heavenly Father. Because one day this old life is going to come to an end. This life is going to come to a close. And I'll tell you something, hallelujah, you want no trouble at the end. You don't want no trouble, praise God. You want to hear him say, well done, good and faithful servant. Come on in, hallelujah. You have been, amen, a faithful, praise God, a faithful servant. Now come on in and rest and get your reward, hallelujah. You want to hear him say, well done, hallelujah. And he died on the cross. Jesus died just for that. Amen. So that you can have a right to the tree of life. Amen. So that you can live a life of abundance. Amen. Of blessings. Hallelujah. That you can live a life, amen, free from sin, dedicated to his will, so that you can live a life. He died on the cross, and he rose on the third day. Hallelujah. With all power, and he's given you that power, that same power that's in him is in you. Amen. He's dwelling in you. He's living in you. He's your shepherd. Hallelujah. He's guiding your footsteps. Hallelujah. The footsteps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. God is guiding you. Hallelujah. He's taking you to higher heights. Brothers and sisters, young men and young women, be pleasing unto the Lord, even in your schoolwork, even when you're going to school, no matter what they're doing around you, you put your faith and trust in God. Do what God would have you to do. Hallelujah. Somebody had a band one time on their arm, a wristband, and it says, what would Jesus do? Hallelujah. Think about that. Amen. Think about that, because when you think about what Jesus would do, you would do the things that are pleasing unto him, because Jesus, there is no unrighteousness in him. There is no sin in him. There was no guile found in his mouth. Hallelujah. So praise God. Give your faith to him. Put your faith in him. Love him with all your heart. Believe upon him. Trust him. I want you to know that he will never let you fall. The Bible said that he will never leave you nor forsake you. He'll be with you every day of your life. Hallelujah. He's leading you into green pastures. Amen. Praise God. He's leading you beside the still waters. Amen. Praise God. Yes, you're going to have some trials. You're going to have some tribulations. You're going to have some ups and downs. Every day is not going to be a day of hallelujah. But if you put your faith and trust in God, you can look beyond, amen, and see the blessings of God coming your way. Hallelujah. Because God is a way maker through his son, Jesus Christ. He's a deliverer. Hallelujah. He's a lifter. Hallelujah. All you got to do is trust him, believe upon him, and he will make a way for you. Hallelujah. This is Elder James McCurry speaking to you tonight, and I thank God for this opportunity. Do not be out there trying to please people. Put your faith in God and say, this time and this hour, I'm going to do all I know to do to please God, and no more trying to look at, make people look at me. I want people to see Jesus in my life, not see me. Amen. Because when they see me, they don't see anything but flesh. But when they see Jesus, they see righteousness. They see holiness. They see all that is good. Hallelujah. So I want them to see the good, amen, of what God is elevating and brightening and shining through me. Hallelujah. Because he lives in me. He lives in you. You are a child of God. The Bible says you are a priesthood. You are of a royal priesthood. You are of a holy nation. You're somebody. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't get bullied by the devil. Quit being bullied by the devil. He's already defeated. He's already been torn down. He already got his place. Amen. He's not going to heaven. He's trying to keep you from going there. And he'll use people to try to destroy your way. Amen. To make your path crooked. God made your path straight. Walk in it, praise God. Lean it on in him, trusting in him. Don't you give up now. I'm telling you, this thing is for real. It's for real. I'll tell you, it's just as real as it real can be. You can't get it no realer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Well, I'm thanking God for the word of God tonight. I hope that I have said something to encourage you. Hallelujah. And you can call me at 313-205-1795, or you can text me. Praise God. I'm on Facebook. Hallelujah. You can reach look me up on Facebook, or you can call me on number is jmccurry1851@gmail.com. Praise God. That's jmccurry1851@gmail.com. I'm a dang gospel preacher. Hallelujah. Amen. I bring you greetings. Amen. From Abundant Life of Faith Church. Amen. In Flint, Michigan. Amen. Praise God. With the honorable pastor, Dr. Larry Williams, is there. Amen. Praise God. And anytime you're in the Flint area, stop by. We'll be glad to have you there. Also, I want you to know that I'm a gospel recording artist. I have a CD, a DVD, and I have a new recording that's going to be released this coming month. Amen. Next week, in fact, maybe exact. A new album will be released. Amen. It's got some good gospel, old time. I'm an old time singer. Good gospel music on there. Praise God. And you can get it on Amazon, YouTube, and all those places. You can go on there and pull me up. Just pull Elder James C. McCurry, and you'll pull my CD up. Praise God, on my album. Amen. Be ready for you, amen, to get. Amen. I also have a book out called Truth Made Known. You can get it through Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's a great book. It's called Truth and Poetry, Truth Made Known. Amen. It's a good reading book. And the book is only selling now for $10.99, $11. But you can get it. It's worth the reading. It's worth the reading. And I'm open for programs, for concerts. I'm open for preaching ministries, for revivals, for crusades. Just give me a call at 313-205-1795. I'd love to come to your church, amen, and share the good news of Jesus Christ with you and to just help you in your work for the Lord, praise God, because that's what it's all about. We are servants, amen, on this battlefield. Thank you, amen, and God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Lord, again, what a mighty word on tonight. Well, for those that were
not with us on last Thursday night. Elder McCreary's message, he brought a powerful word to us on last week. And it says, his message title on Thursday night was, What It Means to Be Anointed. What it means to be anointed. And then what we turn around, and then he brings us another word on tonight. When we are anointed people of God, then we know that there is danger in trying to please people. So that was his message for tonight, the danger of pleasing people. Elder McCreary, before I let you go, I know you gave us quite a few scriptures, but I want to make sure that the listeners had a chance to write them all down. Could you please go down that list in case someone missed a scripture? They may want to go in their free time and read those different scriptures that you gave out pertaining to the danger of pleasing people. Could you go down that list and give the listeners those different scriptures again, please?
With pleasure. Amen. Proverbs 16 and 7 is where I have a topic scripture tonight. Proverbs 16 and 7 talks about when a man pleases the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Then you go to Romans 8 and verse 8. It talks about that they that are in the flesh cannot please God. You'll see that in there. Then you go to 1 Thessalonians 2 and 4. Talks about pleasing God and not man. Then you go to Ephesians 6 and 6. It talks about men pleasers. Hallelujah. Trying to be men pleasers. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 1. Walking to please God. You want your walk to please God. You want your talk to please God. You want your whole life to please God. Then Hebrews 1 and 6. It says without faith, it is impossible to please him. You will walk by faith and not by sight. Y'all know what the scriptures are. Go in there and find those scriptures. Matthew 26 and 39. All right? And my question to you tonight is how far are you willing to go to please God? That's a question that I'm asking my listeners tonight. How far are you willing to go to please God? And now the last scripture that I want to give you is John 6 and 38. So read those scriptures. Amen. Meditate on that word. Meditate. The Bible tells us to meditate day and night. Hallelujah. So I want you to meditate on that word and trust God to give you divine revelation and understanding. Because he said, if any man lacketh, he said, let him ask of him. Hallelujah. He will grant him wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. So I pray that your faith will be increased by the speaking of the word and by the reading of the word. And that you will be not only a hearer, but you will be a doer. Amen. And put on the whole love of God so that you can be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. God bless you tonight.
Ooh, yes, Lord, in these last and evil days. Yes, because we see the handwriting on the wall, Jesus Christ is soon to come again.
Yes,
man has gotten beside himself, and I like what you, and I mean, I don't really mean to say I like it, but you hit the nail on the head when you said it is so bad now that even church members, people that are in the body of Christ, are fighting against one another. Even pastors are competing against one another, and that is not of God. God gets no glory out of that when we are in competition with one another. We're envious and jealous of one another because God has elevated somebody to a position before you got yours. Maybe it wasn't your time. Maybe he's preparing you that season yet. So you got to wait your turn. And so we guys got to continue to encourage one another as God elevates us and promote us in different positions. We, those that are truly in the body of Christ, we want to congratulate those persons, and we want to be a blessing to them. We want to be assistance to them if we can. That's what doers of the word of God's word do. Those that are being assets to the kingdom of God, you don't want to be a liability. You become a liability, even pastors and bishops. And elders can become liabilities in the body of Christ. And that's what we have too much of that now. We need to go back to the old landmark, as the old Christians used to say. I'm like Elder McCreary on tonight. I'm old school. I like the old hymns. I like the old quartet music. I have a big organ in my house, and I get on my organ and I play it. I play them old hymns because those are the things, those are the songs that brought me over. Not only me, but even some of you seasoned saints that are tuned in, you already know that those hymns, those quartet songs those are the songs that brought us over, that drew us closer to God. And that's another thing that we have gotten away from, that we've allowed too much of the world into the church now. So God is going to hold the pastors accountable for allowing all this mess up into the church. And that's why a lot of the people are confused now, and God's people are being scattered because the men and women of God that are over his people are allowing all kind of stuff to go on in the church and in the body of Christ, and God is not pleased with it. So that all goes back to the danger of pleasing people. And that's what some pastors are doing now. They're preaching because people in the congregation have itching ears, and they're trying to please the people and not please God. But don't you know that one of these days we all going to stand before God and give an account? And if we are the ones that have caused someone to scatter the flock, their blood is going to be on our hands. And I thank God that I know for myself, and it's personal. It's a personal relationship. It's a personal walk with God. Your mother could be saved and know Jesus, but you're going to stand before God one day and give an account for yourself. What did you do? Were you a doer of my word? Were you trying to please me rather than man? Because he already know. See, like Elder McCurdy said, people look at the outside, but I'm so glad that God is not like man. God searches the heart. He knows who's for real and who's playing games, but this is no time to be playing games, because the devil is not playing, and God is serious about his word. And so we need to stand on the word, people. Young men, young women that are saved in the body of Christ, he said the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And so he, like the army said, we're looking for more good men. And that's what Jesus, Uncle Sam, talking about, we're looking for more good men. That's what the Lord is looking for. That's what he said, heaven rejoices over one soul. Then rather go behind the 99 that's saved in the blood of Jesus, you go after that one. And then we hear that heaven rejoices over one soul that gets saved. And that's how we ought to be in the body of Christ. We ought to be drawing souls to Jesus Christ. And when we are really doing the work of God, we know that we are not trying to please people. We're trying to please God, that he would be glorified through our lives. So, Elder McCreary, on tonight, again, another powerful word on tonight, just like it was on Thursday night. And I thank God for you being so faithful and available, because it was at the last minute I asked you to come on tonight, and you was right there, and I thank God for that. And I don't take that lightly, because everybody is not prepared. You know, but that's why the Lord also says, be ye also ready. You never know when the Lord is going to call you to do an assignment for him. So that's why you got to always be ready, because you never know when you're going to be needed. And so I thank you for Elder McCreary on tonight, a powerful word on tonight. Could you please go ahead.
I want to send a shout out right quick.
That's what I was just going to ask you. Did you have any shout outs that you want to give at this time?
Amen. I want to send a quick shout out to my beautiful queen, amen, Keziah. Amen. She's celebrating her birthday this weekend. Amen. And that's my lover. That's my girlfriend. That's my sweetheart. Amen.
Happy birthday.
She's everything to me, amen, that God has given me. This is her birthday, and we're lifting her up. Amen. And God bless her. We love her. I love her so much. Amen. She's just a sweet, sweet woman in my life. Amen. So when you see me, you see me with a smile, Elder, because I got a queen, amen, that loves me. Amen. Praise God. So happy birthday, darling.
Amen. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. To all those that are celebrating their birthdays in this month and this week going out, happy birthday to all of you, no matter where you are, happy birthday to you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord, Elder McCreary. Well, I want you all to know, don't hang up Elder McCreary. I want you all to continue to lift up Elder McCreary. Keep him in your prayers, because he is a man of God, and he definitely teaches and preaches and stand on the word of God. So, and when we have a man or a woman of God that's standing on God's word, we are to support them. We are to encourage them, because when we're trying to be doers of God's word, we already know the enemy is already on the attack. It's almost like you already have a target on your back, because the enemy already know that you are a vessel being used by God, and he's going to try to do everything in his power to stop you. But the word of God said that no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment shall be condemned. So we know that you are a vessel of God. So we're just going to keep you in our prayers and continue to stand on God's word. That's what you're looking for, more doers of his word, and it's going to go into the hedges and highways for such a time as this, and stand on his word, be rooted and grounded in the word. And I just thank you for that. I just can't get enough of the title of your message on tonight, The Danger. And that's a great danger, the danger of pleasing people. Well, our listeners, that was Elder James McCreary of Flint, Michigan on tonight. Again, I thank God for him. I want you all to know that I do welcome all comments and feedback from our listeners. I'm asking all listeners if you could please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants ambassadors, vessels. Once you get to that website, please click on follow. I'll also, again, I welcome all comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me, your host, at all lowercase, James_Brown1558@yahoo.com. Again, my email is all lowercase, James_Brown@yahoo.com. Well, before we close out on tonight, we're going to close out in prayer. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, it's again, we come to say thank you for another day.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for another opportunity to bring your word on tonight. So, Heavenly Father, we know that your word did not go out in vain over the airwaves on tonight. So, we just pray, Lord, that our word went forth through Elder McCreary on tonight.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, that someone that may have been spiritually blind when they tuned into this program on tonight, that they now, their spiritual eyes are open. And they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts whereby they can be saved in Jesus' name. And they will know their, come to know their God purpose so that they will be able to walk in their God purpose and live in their God purpose and fulfill their God purpose in the earth for your glory, Heavenly Father. We just thank you, Heavenly Father, for the opportunity to be able to share another word on tonight. We just give your name praise. We give you glory. We thank you for each listener, Heavenly Father. We just ask that you would just continue to move by your spirit over the airways through this ministry of are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God, Blog Talk Radio show, that it would be everything that you have called for it to be. And help me to decrease, Heavenly Father, and every man or woman of God that brings forth your word, help us to decrease so that you may increase in us, so that our messages and our word through you over this airways will not be in vain, that you will be glorified. And we just give your name praise, glory, and honor. And all the people of God said, amen. Well, on tonight,
amen.
I just want to say to the listeners, I thank you, and I want you to know that I don't take you all lightly. I thank you that you tune in faithfully every Thursday and every Saturday at 8 p.m. to the Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. And I am your host and executive director, Brother James Brown, Jr. Well, until the Lord says so again, next Thursday we will be back again at 8 o'clock with a different guest bringing another word. Well, until then, know that God loves you, and I do too. Continue to stay blessed in the Lord. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Elder McCreary.
Thank you.